Good morning, welcome to this EconFin Daily Podcast. 欢迎你来到我的播客节目。Today is Wednesday, June 8th, 2022. Happy Hump Day. Let's review some latest global news stories together. The first one is about inflation in the US. Treasury Secretary Yellen expects inflation to remain high. It's from Associated Press. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen acknowledged Tuesday that she and the Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell could have used a better word than transitory when describing the expected run of inflation in the US economy. She added that she was hopeful it would soon be on the decline. I do expect inflation to remain high, although I very much hope that it will be coming down now, Yellen told the Senate Finance Committee during a hearing on the agency's latest budget request. I think that bringing inflation down should be our number one priority.第一则新闻呢，来自于 Associated Press 联合社，他是说呢，昨天美国财长 Janet Yellen 在美国参议院金融委员会的听证会上承认呢，他和美联储主席在过去对美国通胀可能只是暂时的这一表述呢存在误差，同时呢，他认为美国的通胀呢可能还将持续。The second piece is about Britain. Britain makes crypto technology a priority for streamlining markets. It's from Reuters.Britain will begin live testing of crypto blockchain technology for traditional market activities such as trading and settlement of stocks and bonds next year as part of a drive to become global crypto hub, the finance minister said on Tuesday. Gwyneth Nurse, the minister's director general for financial services, said the use of distributed ledger technology, DLT,which underpins crypto assets, is a key priority for making financial market infrastructure more innovative and efficient for users. 第二则新闻呢，来自于路透社，他是说呢，英国财政部金融服务部的官员宣布呢，英国政府正在对 crypto 和区块链技术在金融服务行业的应用呢展开测试。The third piece is about Asia business. Citigroup to hire 3,000 in Asia institution banking business in growth push. It's also from Reuters.Citigroup Inc. plans to hire around 3,000 new staff for its Asia institutional business in the next few years, sharpening its focus in a fast-growing region where it has existing consumer banking in most markets, its Asia-Pacific chief executive said. The previously unreported staff expansion plans underline Citi's ambition to make institutional banking and wealth management engines of growth.Seeking to bolster revenue in a region that has become a battleground for global banks, looking to tap its vast economies and growing wealth. 第三则新闻呢，则是有关于亚洲市场的。最近呢，花旗集团宣布，在今后的几年内呢，将在亚洲增加3000名雇员，来满足该地区快速增长的机构金融服务和财富管理的需求。This is definitely a shift from retail to institution focus for Citigroup. The fourth piece is about entertainment.Johnny Depp thanks his loyal and unwavering supporters on new TikTok account. It's from CNN. Johnny Depp is thanking his fans for sticking by his side during the recent defamation trial with his ex-wife Amber Heard. The actor joined TikTok with a note to his devoted followers, writing that he is ready to move forward now that the trial has concluded. To all my most treasured, loyal, and unwavering supporters, we have been everywhere together.We have seen everything together. We have walked the same road together. We did the right thing together, all because of you cared, he wrote. 第四则新闻呢，则来源于 CNN， 是有关于娱乐行业的。好莱坞明星 Johnny Depp 在自己刚刚设立的抖音账户里呢，感谢了他的粉丝，感谢他们对他在最近和他前妻的这场备受瞩目的官司中的支持。The last story is about sports. Tiger Woods says he will not play the US Open as his body needs more time.It's from CNN. Tiger Woods says he will not play in the US Open, the third major of the golf calendar, next week at the country club in Brookline, Massachusetts. I previously informed the USGA that I will not be competing in the US Open as my body needs more time to get stronger for major championship golf, Woods said on Twitter. I do hope and plan to be ready to play in Ireland at JP McManus Pro-Am.Ended the Open Championship next month. I'm excited to get back out there soon. Woods withdrew from the 2022 PGA Championship last month after struggling in his third round, carding his career worst score at the event. 最后一则新闻呢，则是有关于体育方面的。 高尔夫网球巨星泰格伍兹呢宣布他将不参加下周举行的美国公开赛，以便为之后的在爱尔兰举行的冠军赛做更好的准备。That's all for today's news story. 你可以在今天的 show notes 里找到这些新闻的标题，也可以参考同名公众号里完整的文字版。同时呢，在公众号和 show notes 里呢，也有一些今天主要单词的中英文解释，供你做参考。That's all for today's program. Thank you for listening, and I see you next time. 好了，今天节目就到这里了，非常感谢你的收听，我们下期再见。